have to say, you guys are so smart. I have to do a lot of reading and research to keep up with you, to bring something new to you every single week. And luckily, you know, I've been at church camp, and part of my problem is I still have a church camp hangover. I'm exhausted, but it's a good exhaustion. And I'm going to try not to come up here and do the just kind of ramble. But I do have a lot of important things to say to you. When I got home Friday evening, even though I was exhausted, I couldn't sleep. So, you know, what do? You turn on Netflix and you go, I'm going to binge watch something. But there was something in my key that I had been wanting to watch, but I was like, oh, it's learning. Do I really want to do this? And I kept on putting it off. I don't know if any of you have heard of Brené Brown. If you have not, please look her up. She is absolutely amazing, and she has this special that she has on Netflix. She researches shame and vulnerability. She's an introvert. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I love her. And whenever she doesn't want to talk to people, they'll ask her, what do you do? I research shame. And so then they don't want to talk to her anymore. Like, shuts down the conversation. But she's written several books. All of them are absolutely wonderful. But her, this specific topic is the only one on Netflix. I mean, if you just type in Brené Brown, it will pop right up for you. Is on courage. And I think about Abraham, this passage in Hebrews. How much courage would it take when you hear that still small voice within you, pack it all up? Pack it all up. You're going on an adventure. Well, where am I going, God? To a place that I will show you. Well, don't I need a map? Can I punch in the address to my GPS? No. It is a day-to-day, a place that I will show you. A surrender. An absolute surrender. Today we sang the hymn, I Surrender All. And there has to be great courage in order to surrender everything to Jesus, because how many of us want to be in control? If you're not raising your hand, you're lying. Right? Yeah. But in order to surrender to Jesus, it means somebody else is in the driver's seat. Baptism, some of you in here were probably immersed. I was not. I was baptized as an infant. But one of the reasons immersion is so powerful in baptism, it was a representation of when a person went into the waters of dying with Christ in that watery tomb and being resurrected with Jesus, and that your will would play dead so that Christ's will would rise up in you. It signified a complete surrender. I surrender all. That takes a lot of courage to surrender to Jesus, because it's not just an emotional one-time event. It is an everyday, courageous, I'll go wherever you want me to go, Jesus. I'll speak to whoever you want me to speak to, Jesus. I'll listen to whoever you want me to listen to, Jesus. I will change my opinions as I listen, Jesus, with an open heart and an open mind. That takes a whole lot more courage than it does to stand up for what you already know as true. The song, I Surrender All, was written by Judson Vandeventer. And he In his young age, he was Methodist Episcopal, by the way, so this is a good Methodist hymn. He was a very, very good artist, and he knew he was so good that he could have gone somewhere with his art, but he felt this call within his heart that God was calling him to an evangelist. So for 3 years, he struggled with this idea of what he should do. Do I want to do what I know? I do really, 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 really well. And I could probably really make something of myself as an artist and be forever remembered through that because he was that good. But nobody knows him as an artist because he surrendered to that call. And the night that he surrendered to that call, he wrote this song. And after that, he went all over the country, all over the world, evangelizing with a team. And his teammate, Winford Whedon, is the one that wrote the tune to I Surrender All. He wrote the words. Whedon wrote this tune. What's fascinating about this fellow who wrote this song is in the 1930s, when Billy Graham is just getting started in seminary, one of the people that he got to sit at the feet at was Van Deventer. Wow. And he said, what Billy Graham says about this guy, Dr. Billy Graham says, one of the evangelists who influenced my early preaching was also a hymnist who wrote I Surrender All, the Reverend J.W. Van Deventer. He was a regular visitor at the Florida Bible Institute, which is now Trinity Bible College, in the late 1930s. We students loved this kind, deeply spiritual gentleman and often gathered in his winter home in Tampa, Florida, for an evening of fellowship and singing. Not only did he answer God's call, but because he surrendered to that call, he was very influential to one of the greatest evangelists we know in our own life, Billy Graham. There's this something about this surrender that God takes you to places that you never even dreamed were possible. Van Deventer got to go all over the world through his understanding of his call and the answer to that call. It takes great courage, but it also takes a lot of vulnerability. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road. Can someone define vulnerability for me? What is it? How many of you like vulnerability? I see nobody raising their hands at this point. How many of you think that vulnerability is a weakness? Any of you? It's not a rhetorical question. Yeah, some of us do, like, oh my gosh, vulnerability is putting yourself out there. To be vulnerable is to be taken advantage of, right? Okay, here's another way to look at vulnerability. How many times were you courageous and you knew exactly what was going to happen? You had control of the situation. Yeah, that defines comfort, right? So anytime you're courageous, it means that you are in a vulnerable situation. You cannot be courageous without vulnerability. Does that make sense? Every time you have had to muster up your courage, it means that you are vulnerable. So if you are comfortable every day, does that mean you're going to muster up your courage? No. No, it does not. You know what? As I was thinking about that, I thought about Tanner Francis. I wish that he was here today. He has probably never been in a more vulnerable place in his whole entire life. And he's probably been the most courageous in his whole entire life as he's fought to get his body back to where it needs to be. Brené Brown defines vulnerability as this. Let me pop it up here. Look at me using technology. Let's see. The definition of vulnerability is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. But vulnerability is not weakness. It's our most accurate measure of courage. When the barrier is our belief about vulnerability, the question becomes, are we willing to show up and be seen when we can't control the outcome? When the barrier to vulnerability is about safety, the question becomes, are we willing to create courageous spaces so we can be fully seen? Vulnerability is about having everything we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly, out there to be seen. To be all that God created us to be. And that takes a lot of courage. It's about being comfortable in your own skin. I just got finished with church camp, and I was with 6th and 7th grade girls, and it's all about fitting in. How do I look like the crowd and fit in? How do I dress like them? How do I look like them? How do I act like them so that I can fit in? But that's not vulnerability. Vulnerability is being exactly who God created you to be in your uniqueness and just putting it out there. Because that's who God created you to be. God didn't create you to go with the crowd. God didn't create you to blend in or fit in. God created you to be unique and different. If God wanted you to be like everybody else, would God have gone through the trouble to make your fingerprints different than everybody else? Do you know how intricate that is? That you have your own fingerprint in this world, your own identity, so that you can make your own imprint in this world. Because you can make an imprint that no one else can. Because there is no one else in the world like you. Why would you want to be like everybody else? But that takes vulnerability. It takes vulnerability to stand out in a crowd. It takes a whole lot of vulnerability to own up to be exactly what God created you to be. Because you're quirky. I know you're quirky because I'm quirky. But we don't want to be quirky, do we? We don't want to stand out. I think about this passage that we just read, not just Abraham going to a place every single day, God pointing out, we're going over there now, we're going over here now. But I think about Moses in a place where it doesn't hardly rain, build this huge ark, build this huge honking boat. We're going to put every single kind of animal in it. Oh, I'm sorry, who did it say? Moses. Camp hangover. Noah. And we're going to put every single animal in it. Would you do it? Talk about a vulnerability. What are you doing, Noah? I'm building a boat. Why is it so big? Because I got to put all these animals in it. You know, when Mac and I first got married, if I did something crazy, he told me he'd load me up and take me to Rusk. Because that's where the one mental hospital was that he knew about, I guess. It's probably what they thought about Noah. Right? Talk about being different and standing out and embarrassing your family and embarrassing your children. And there, of course, there is Moses, who's called out back to the place where he had run from. Go and free my people. You want me? You know, you want me to go and do that? I herd sheep for a living. I failed at this whole Pharaoh thing. I couldn't hang out with those people. You want me to go back and have conversations with these people? They hate me. Talk about a vulnerable place to be so courageous that you go back where you have a bounty on your head because you killed somebody. because God told you to? The level of vulnerability when we read about the characters in the Bible is off the charts. The level of courage that it took is off the charts. Because when God intersects with your life, God's calling you out of a comfortable place. Then my own call, you know, as an introvert, it scared the bejeebies out of me to come up here and talk in front of people. I didn't want to do that. Talk about being in a vulnerable place and God continuing to teach me lessons in that, even after I got my first church. And I was so nervous, I wrote everything down, every word, every sentence, and I read it from the script. And God said, I'll teach you. And I began to lose my script, literally lose it. Like God would hide it from me. I would get up to the podium and not find it and like, oh my gosh, where is it? Talk about a vulnerability and having to speak off the cuff and straight from your heart, lesson learned. And at lots of times, after, because it took several lessons, lots of times I would find it. It would be right there on the podium. It's like God's angel just hit it in plain sight. God is continuing to teach us lessons to put us out there so that we will learn to surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. We have to be taught because we don't want to. We don't like it. So here's your homework for this week as we talk about vulnerability and courage. Where are you in that? I think the first thing when we talk about taking a temperature of something is where are we? Maybe take a temperature. How comfortable are we? How comfortable are we? If we're a little too comfortable, we're probably in the wrong place. Because if we're comfortable, it means we look like everybody else. We fit in. And that's not where we need to be. And looking at the world in which we live, looking at the United States, looking at what is popular on TV and at the movies, honestly, I don't want to fit in. I don't want to fit in. When the F word has become the only adjective available, I don't want to fit in. When a place where sex sells, I don't want to fit in. In a place where Christianity is being pushed out of a lot of places, I don't want to fit in, folks. And I hope that you don't want to fit in either. So after you check the temperature of how comfortable are you, to ask yourself, where can I be vulnerable? Where is God leading me to that place of the unknown? What's been in the back of my mind, in the back of my heart that I've been looking and searching and I'm thinking, you know, that would be great. But I just didn't want to put myself out there. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time. Be strong and courageous because God is with you. Be strong and courageous because God is with you and God is leading the way. Be strong and courageous because you've decided to surrender all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.